The Mutter Museum in Philadelphia has attracted the curious and the squeamish for its vast display of pathological body parts, many suspended in jars. Peter Crimmins reports the 19th Century Medical Science Museum is also a magnet for artists looking for inspiration.
One of the plays in the current Philadelphia Fringe Festival is The Body Lautrec. It's about the 19th century French painter Henri Toulouse-Lautrec and his bones. The show's creators, Mary Twominen and Aaron Cromie, developed a play with the help of the Mutter Museum, and they sat down to talk about how they made puppets based on the artist's deformed skeleton.
We would see him as one of these little child skeletons, like in the Mutter, which are so beautiful. Those little child skeletons are so adorable and gorgeous, and as a result, the puppets that Aaron has made, are just as gorgeous and adorable. And they suffer terrible fates during the course of the show.
Don't give away all the secrets.
I won't. All I'll say is syphilis.
Syphilis. She said syphilis. It's one of the secrets Twominen's partner, Aaron Cromie, would like to keep under wraps. Henri Toulouse-Lautrec was born with a congenital bone disease that warped his skeleton at an early age, and then later in life, he contracted syphilis, which wreaked havoc on his already fragile bones. Yeah. Now, I can't reveal too much about this play because I haven't seen it. I've only been to a rehearsal where the actors were working out a gory scene of 19th century surgery.
Christy is bringing my whole blood tray over, and then she'll peel it back to take the scalpel out and hand it to me.
The play shows how brutal surgery once was, because with no real means of killing pain, doctors with scalpels were basically torturing patients in their efforts to save them. Twominen says Henri Toulouse-Lautrec developed very close and very complicated relationships with his doctors.
There's a lovely interplay between this figure of the doctor, a very dark figure to Henri, who of course suffered so often in his childhood and has a really intense relationship with doctors as a result of how often he had his legs broken, how often his legs had to be reset, rebroken.
In 19th century medical science, people with extreme deformities were categorized as monsters. It was actually the clinical term for it, a monster. The archive of pathological artifacts at the Mutter Museum, those body parts floating in jars, were collected in an effort to turn monsters back into people. Dr. Thomas Mutter was a specialist in reconstruction surgery to correct gross deformities caused by birth defects, disease, or injury. He pioneered surgical techniques to do just that, but the author of a new biography called Dr. Mutter's Marvels says his lasting legacy might be empathy. Kristen Aptowitz says Mutter's insistence that patients be treated with sterile instruments and some form of anesthesia was initially resisted by the medical establishment.
The way that he taught generations of medical students to think of patients not as problems to be solved, but as human beings who you're trying to alleviate their suffering, that was a big calling for him, to alleviate human suffering.
Mutter also insisted that his collection of pathological artifacts be available for study by artists. When Mutter donated his collection to the College of Physicians of Philadelphia in 1858, artists were on his mind, says museum director Robert Hicks.
He intended this for scientific study, but even his legacy, the legal document that supports his legacy, states that hours must be appointed to have the museum open for artists. So even from the very beginning, art was in the picture.
At the time, artists needed the collection of preserved body parts to be able to illustrate anatomy books and sculpt wax models for instruction in medical schools. But now, the museum is open to art projects of every stripe. Hicks accepts proposals from musicians, filmmakers, performers, writers of fiction.
We pretty much say, have at it. If the research proposal makes sense, we'll welcome you here, and you can research anything you want as long as you don't break anything.
Recently, a pair of filmmakers called the Brothers Quay made a poetic documentary about the Mutter Museum, and a local writer wrote a series of short stories based on objects in the collection, like a book bound in human skin. Recently, the composer Jill Tracy flew out from San Francisco just to sit among the body parts late at night all alone and feel creepy feelings. This is what came out of it. Mary Twominen, that theater director making a show about Henri Toulouse-Lautrec, says the Mutter is open to anything.
Whenever you show up with an idea and you're like, well, yeah, we want to make a piece about a 19th century syphilitic painter and maybe you could help us out, and they're like, yes! we'll show you our gynecological tables. We'll show, you're going to do prostitution. You need to know about abortion. You know, there's like a bunch of, it's really amazing. And we were like, well, we want to do a showing. Could we do it in the Mutter? And also people will be nude. And they were like, yes, absolutely. Come on over.
Twominen's play, The Body Lautrec, opens this weekend as part of the Philadelphia Fringe Festival. An earlier version was previewed inside the Mutter Museum, and yes, there was nudity. For The Pulse, I'm Peter Crimmins.